This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Haba'im. We have a very interesting topic today. Parshas Pinchas discusses the count of the Bnei Yisrael, which Rashi is troubled. Why is the Ribbono Shel Olam counting Klal Yisrael again? They were counted so many times, by Midbar, Nasai. They had already been counted when in the beginning of the 40 years. Why are they being counted again? And Rashi tells us that it's a mashal to a shepherd who was given sheep, and he's given sheep when the sheep are counted when they were given to him. But then a wolf makes his way into among the sheep, and the wolf attacks and kills many of the sheep. So now the sheep are counted again. So too, now at the end, Moshe Rabbeinu was given Klal Yisrael in the beginning of his tenure, and now at the end of his tenure, and after all the various events that have happened to Klal Yisrael, they're being counted again. And Rashi also points out, and we encounter something interesting, that the names of the various families of Klal Yisrael, the letter He and Yud are added to the name. L'chanoich mishpachas hachanoichi. Says Rashi, why does it say mishpachas hachanoichi? It should say l'chanoich mishpachas chanoich. Rashi says, l'fi shehoyu ha'umais mevazin oisam v'oimrim ma'ilu misyachsin al shevteim. The nations of the world would shame Klal Yisrael and say, why are they chronicling their lineage based on their shevet, based on the patrilineal descent? Svurin hein shalal yishalto mitzrim be'imayseim. Do Jewish people not think that the Mitzrayim ruled over their mothers? In begufam hayu moishim kavachom min shayseim. If they ruled over their bodies, certainly over their wives. Lefikach hitel hakadosh baruch hu shmei aleihem. Therefore, God placed His name on them. Hey mitzad zeh v'yud mitzad zeh. He put a hey on one side and a yud on the other side to say, Meir ani aleihem. I testify, shehem bnei avoseihem, that they indeed come from their fathers. V'zehu shemefurash alidei David shiftei ka edus liYisrael. This is what it is articulated through David, the Shvatim of God. There is testimony given to Klal Yisrael, meaning Shivtei Ka, the Yud and the K, Hashem Hazem Meir Aleim, the Yud and the K testify L'Shivteim L'Fikach B'Chulam K'siv Hachanoichi HaPalui. By all the families, it begins with a Hey, it ends with a Yud. Avol B'Yimna Lo Yutzrach Loimar Mishpachas HaYimni. By Yimna, it doesn't have to say LeYimna Mishpachas HaYimni, because there's already a Yud and a Hey in the beginning and the end. There's a Yud in the beginning, there's a Hey in the end, so it doesn't have to have a Hey in the beginning and a Yud in the end. Lefisha Hashem Kavua by Yud Bereish VeHey B'Seif. So Rashi's telling us that Hashem added a Yud and a Hey to these names to testify that they are pure families, they were not affected, their lineage is not tainted in any way, and this is the testimony of none other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This morning I would like to examine the names of four of the families where we're going to see unusual discrepancies in the way the names are spelled. For example, Yashuv, LiYashuv Mishpachas HaYashuvi, LeShimrain Mishpachas HaShimraini, LiYashuv. First of all, if you look in Vayigash, there is no individual Yashuv. That name does not appear. Instead of Yashuv, we have Yoiv. Hu Yoiv, ha'amar b'yardei Mitzrayim. This is Yoiv. Ki kol ha'mishpachas nikra al-shem yardei Mitzrayim. The name, the family heads, are called after the individual who came down to Mitzrayim. So originally his name was Yoiv, and now for some reason he's called Yashuv. Well, where did he get the shin from? Now Yashuv comes from the family of Yisachar. So the Chizkuni writes that this Yashuv is Yoiv, and he got an extra shin from one of the two shins of his father, and therefore he's not called in his father's name, he's not associated with Yisachar, because he doesn't have to be associated with Yisachar. The Shin is in his name. By the way, the Taz in the Divrei David also says, he quotes from the Ran, that his father Yisachar added a Shin. Why did his father add a Shin? So the Taz says something very interesting. Originally his name was Yoiv. And he complained to his father, "Dad, why'd you give me this name? Yoiv is the name of an Avodah Zarah." There was an Avodah Zarah in their time called Yoiv, and he was embarrassed of the name. So Yisachar said, "I'm going to add a letter. I'll give you one of my shins. I have two shins." Yisachar had a spare shin, Yud, Sin, Sin, Chaf, Resh. So he says, "I haven't had a spare tire. Take my spare tire, and you'll be Yashuv, you won't be Yoiv." I saw in the Sefer Paradise Yosef, he quotes Rav Gedalia Rabinovich of Manchester, a wondrous reason why Yisachar added the letter Shin. We know that in our tefillin, the name of Hashem appears. We have a Shin on the tefillin Shel Rosh, a Dalet on the tefillin Shel, a Dalet in the back of the Nod of the tefillin Shel Rosh, and a Yud on the Nod of the tefillin Shel Yad. That spells Shakai. That's something we're all familiar with. The Shin of the Bayis, the Dalet of the Nat, and the Yud of the Nat of the Shel Yad. However, the Beis Yosef says it's more than that. The Beis Yosef writes, the Shin alone on the Shel Rosh is the Shem Hashem. Why? Because Hashem's name, Ba'at Bash, equals Shin. How so? If you take the Yud, what letter is a Yud? A Yud is a Mem. The Yud is a Mem. The Yud K becomes a Mem. The He is a Tzadi. The Vav is a Pe. And the He is a Tzadi. Mem Tzadi Pe Tzadi. Mem and Tzadi is 130 plus Pe is 80 to 10 plus Sadi is 9,300. The Yud K Vav K Ba'at Bash equals 300. So the Shin, which is 300, is the name of Hashem. So it comes out amazing, since originally Yoiv was upset that his father gave him the name of an Avodah Zarah. So his father said, "Nah, don't worry, I'm going to throw you a Shin. And if you have a Shin, you'll be good to go, because the Shin is the Shem Havaya. This way everybody will know that you're not an Ovid Avodah Zarah, Chas V'Shalom, instead that you are loyal to Hashem." That's why he gave him the letter Shin. There's another interesting name. Name number two. First we examine the name Yoiv, who turned into Yashuv. Now we're going to examine the name Le'azni Mishpachas Ha'azni Le'eri Mishpachas Ha'eri. So Rashi's bothered in Vayigash. There's no guy called Ozni. Who is he? He's Etzboin. Rashi says, "La'ozni oimer ani shezu mishpachas Etzboin." I say this is the family of Etzboin. Ve'ini yoidea lamaloi nikreis mishpachdoi al shemai. I don't know why his family is not called Etzboin. Instead, he's called Ozni. So basically, Rashi says the family of Etzboin was, I'm sorry, the family of Ozni in Vayigash is Etzboin. So the Shlach HaKadosh wonders, you know, what's the connection between the names Ozni and Etzboin? Why would these two names be the same name, Etzboin and Ozni? And why in Vayigash was it Etzboin and now it's Ozni? So the Shlach HaKadosh says a Remez Musar, there's a Gemara in Ksubas, that why did Hashem make our fingers like pegs? To be able to stick your finger in your ear and not hear something improper. Actually, right now I have a very bad ear infection. In fact, it's so bad I can't even hear out of one of my ears. And the doctor said, never stick anything bigger than your elbow in your ears. You know, that's the rule. Never stick a Q-tip in your ear. But the Gemara tells us that if somebody wants to tell you something that's improper, then if somebody wants to tell you something that's improper, then you should stick your finger in your ear. And so the Shlach HaKadosh says like this. In this week's parsha, in Pinchas, he's called Ozni, ear. In Vayigash, he's called Etzboin, like Etzba, finger. And this is a remez to the idea that if somebody wants to tell you something improper, you stick your Etzba in your Oizen. Etzboin, Ozni. Okay. So the Chassam Sofer in the Toras Moshe, he's bothered by this. And he quotes the Shlach HaKadosh. And he sort of wonders, okay, fine, why Davka from the family of God do we have this remez to the finger and the ear? Why Davka in the family of God a remez to the finger and the ear? So he says something very interesting, that Shevet God were the neighbors of Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven and Shimon had Dasan and Aviram, and the 250 men, and Zimri ben Salu, and the 25,000 who died by Magepha. So Shevet Gad could have easily been persuaded by the snare of Reuven and Shimon, and Dasan and Aviram. So they were the ones who needed to exercise this advice of Chazal, of the Gemara in Ksubas on Daf Hei Amad Beis, that if somebody's going to tell you something improper, stick your finger in your ear. Therefore, they're called Etzboin, finger. In Vayigash, they're called Etzboin. They were being advised to, this was a chizuk for them, to stick their finger in their ear if they needed it. But now this is in the aftermath of the chait of Korach. So now already, all of Reuven and Shimon were pure. Now they're tzaddikim. Now the only thing that they're going to be telling their neighbors was Shoimea Toichachas Chaim. So now their ear has to be open wide. So now they're called Ozni and not Etzbein. In other words, in Vayigash, when this was before the sin of Korach and the snare of Dasan Va'aviram, they're called Etzbein. That was a chizuk to them. That if need be, they should stick their finger in their ear. Now we're after the fact, and the evil has been eradicated, so now they're called Oizen. There's another interesting discrepancy. So we talked about Yoiv, who became Yashuv. He was given a shin. The shin is the Shem Havaya. We talked about Etzboin becoming Ozni. Now let's talk about something else. B'nei Yisachar le'mishpacha yisam toila mishpachas ha-toila'i lefuva mishpachas ha-puni. The Arachayim HaKadosh is bothered. Why is puva called puni? Lefuva, it should say lefuva mishpachas ha-puvi lefuvas ha-puvi. Why hapuni? Why does the vav become a nun? Where did that nun come from? The Arachayim HaKadosh says, why does it add a letter that's not from the name of Hashem? It should say Mishpachas Hapuvi. So the Arachayim HaKadosh says it's the remez to one of the 48 ways of acquiring wisdom, which is miyot sicha, miyot schaik, which is minimalizing conversation and minimalizing laughter, meaning minimalizing excessive conversation and frivolous laughter. That's why it says lepuva mishpachas hapuni. The word puva is a lashon of peh, one's mouth. And the reason why it puts a vav in the word peh is the vav represents the Eitz Chaim, that you need to be oisek, the mouth needs to be occupied with Torah more than anything else. The peh needs to be occupied with the Eitz Chaim. And it also juxtaposes the vav to the hey to attach the two midos, Eitzek HaTorah. However, it says lepuva, the mouth, mishpachas hapuni. Mishpat Puni is a lashon of lifanoisai, to clear it out from excessive chatter and frivolity and lightheadedness. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh quotes that the righteous sages teach us that the mouth of someone who learns Torah is like a vessel of the Beis HaMikdash, because there's no Kedusha like the Kedusha of the Torah, and therefore one has to be careful that their mouth that they use to learn Torah, one should be careful not to speak as much as possible excessive frivolous subjects. This is the remez, lefuva, the peh, which is lepuva, the peh-heh with the vav. The vav is the Eitz Chaim, the Torah. It has to be careful, mishpachas hapuni. You need to clear it out from all excessive matters in order to acquire the highest levels of Torah. So we examine the name Yoiv, we examine the name Ozni and Etzboin, we examine the name Puva and Puni, and one more. B'nei Gahad l'mishpachaisam l'tzvayin mishpachas hatzifoyni l'chagi mishpachas hachigi hachagi l'shuni mishpachas hashuni. Okay. Says the Chassam Sofer, you know what? We're going to have one more name after this. That this word hatzifoyni, we have twice in the Masaira. The Masaira Hatzifoini Beis. We have two times the word Hatzifoini. One here, Litzfoin Mishpachas Hatzifoini. And we have in Yoel, Ve'es Hatzifoini Archik Me'alechem. This is a remez to what the Chovis Havavos teaches us in the Hakdama. That Hashem does with us many revealed things and many secret things. And we have two avenues of serving Hashem. We have to serve Hashem openly, and we have to serve Hashem in our matzpun, in our heart. We serve Hashem openly for the open chasadim that He does for us. He gave us the Torah, He took us out of Mitzrayim, He gave us Eretz Yisrael. So for the open gifts, we serve Him out in the open. But there's so many more things that Hashem does secretly, hidden, and that's how we serve Hashem in our heart. First of all, our life. We don't even know how many millions of times Hashem saved us and saved our life in a way that we'll never know about. So in order to repay that debt, we serve Hashem in a hidden way. We don't know how behind the scenes Hashem pulls the strings and makes sure certain candidates are present and are saved, and others are no longer present. We don't know how Hashem pulls the strings, and therefore, we have to thank Hashem in secret. The Chavos HaBavos says, "Schar mitzvah mitzvah," that when we serve Hashem secretly, He'll give us secret schar to help us overcome the Yetzer Hara. This is the meaning of Litzafoin Mishpachas Hatzafoini. Litzafoin, for the hidden benefits that Hashem does for us, Mishpachas Hatzafoini, we serve Him in a hidden way. And in this merit, Hashem will distance the Yetzer Hara from us. That's the secret of the Masaira. Ve'es Hatzafoini Archik Me'alechem. Litzafoin, for the hidden gifts that Hashem gives us, Mishpachas Hatzafoini, we have to serve Hashem secretly. Chovos Havavos. Now, one more name. We examine the name Yoiv that became Yashav. We examine the name Etzboin that became Ozni. Puva that became Puni. The name Tzafoin, L'mishpachas HaTzafoini. One more name. Eilevin Eidon L'mishpachaisam L'shucha Mishpachas HaShucha Mi Eile Mishpachais Don L'mishpachaisam L'shucham. Who is Shucham? Don has a son, Shucham. Don doesn't have a son. Shucham. He has a son, Chushim. Everybody knows, Uvnei Don Chushim. Why is he called Shucham here? Rashi even says, L'Shucham Hu Chushim. The Chassam Sofer says, the Ramban tells us that, you ever hear the word nichush, to divine? To divine, to try to find out the future. What's the root of the word nichush? Chush maher. Chush maher means swiftly, hurriedly. Those who want to know what will be very quickly. Now, Shevet Dan served Pesach Micha. Shevet Dan participated in that Avodah Zarah. They had a connection to that idolatry. That's alluded to in the word Chushim, because Chushim is a lashon of Chushmaher. And Chushmaher, meaning those who want to find out the future, quickly. God did not want to designate His name, therefore, on the word Chushim. Therefore, He wrote Hashuchami. Shuchami is a lashon of humility, because Shevet Dan had the midah of Anovim, and they were Makarev Rechoikim, like Chazal say that their bread was matzoi for travelers. Therefore, here where Hashem is putting the yud and the hey on the various families, He didn't want to put the name on the word Chushim, which has a certain connotation of Avodah Zarah, but instead He manipulated the name to that it should be called Shucham. Okay, so these are some Ramazim in five of the discrepancies. Yoiv became Yashuv. Where did the Shin come from? Yisachar. Why a Shin? Because Yoiv is the name of Avodah Zarah. Why specifically that letter? Shin is the name, is the Yudke Vavke Ba'atbash. Etzboin becomes Ozni. The Shlosh says it's a remez, that if somebody's going to tell you something improper, you should put your etzba in your oizen. And the Chassam Sofer explains in Vayigash, before the sin of Reuven and Shimon and the Bnei Kairach, they're called etzboin, a remez to them to put their finger in their ear. But now that saga is over, then their ear could be open wide. The Rechaim HaKadosh says, lefuva. Fuva is the mouth. The vav, the peh. The vav represents the Torah. And such a mouth, for it to be successful, hapuni, you want to clear it out from excessive laughter. Litzvain mishpachas hatzvain nechsam sofer refers to the teaching of Chavis Havavais, that because Hashem does hidden benefits to us, we have to honor Him and serve Him in our hearts. Litzvain, for the hidden things Hashem does, mishpachas hatzvaini. And that's related to the pasuk in Yoel, Ves hatzfoini yarchik me'aleichem, that Hashem will save us from the Yetzer Hara. And then finally, the son of Dan, even though he's usually referred to as Chushim, but Chushim has a connotation of Chishmaher, Avodah Zarah, and therefore here where Hashem is connecting His name to it, He calls him Hashuchami, and Shucham instead of Chushim. Okay, these are some thoughts on the names here in Parashas Pinchas. Next week, I won't be here on Monday, so we'll pick it up in 2 weeks from today. In the meantime, the Wednesday night shir this week will be Tuesday night, tomorrow between Mincha and Marav. Stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, I wish you all a beautiful day. Okay, Hatzlacha Rabba, Kol Tov, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Kol Tov. Amen. Kol Tov. Amen. Thank you very much. Kol Tov. Todara. Kol Tov. Have a good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.